The fighting between Hezbollah and Israel continues unabated across Lebanon's southern border. But finding a way to end the conflict, which has killed more than 900 people in Lebanon and at least 68 in Israel, has divided many in the international community. Some European and Arab countries have demanded an immediate ceasefire. Although the Bush administration agrees the fighting should end, it says any agreement on a ceasefire must include long-term solutions. At the National Mall in Washington, D.C., a random sampling of opinions suggests widely differing views.
Any time that there is war, that's bad. And any time we can negotiate peace, that is always better. So yes, a ceasefire would be a wonderful thing.
Right now, I believe that we should let Israel take care of Hezbollah threat to the Israel citizens. Once they get that taken care of, there should be a ceasefire between both parties.
But not until then.
Not until then. Not until Israel's taken care of the threat to their country.
But a phone survey commissioned by the largest Islamic civil liberties group in the U.S. claims the majority of Americans want an end to the fighting. The Council on American-Islamic Relations says nearly 54% believe the U.S. should call for an immediate ceasefire. Parviz Ahmed is the council's chairman.
The American public opinion is behind a ceasefire. There ought to be an immediate ceasefire at this point in time, to not only allow for humanitarian aid to reach the people in their troubled region, but also to work towards a just resolution of this 50-year conflict.
A similar survey by CNN shows only 44% of Americans believe Israel should agree to an immediate ceasefire. Mohammed Naimer, the council's research director, hopes the surveys will encourage more discussion.
There is a great room for debate on the overall U.S. policy in the Middle East, and that's what the American public opinion, polled by an independent research firm, told us.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.N. Security Council is close to reaching agreement on the terms of a permanent ceasefire, but she says long-term peace in the region will require help from an international peacekeeping force to disarm Hezbollah militants. Millar Sega, VOA News.